Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns all throughout the football season.
Chris Fedor coming up in just about 20 minutes. We'll talk about the concern for Evan Mobley. Is Donovan Mitchell taking games over for the Cavaliers? Is that a bad thing for the Cavaliers? It's just weird. People are reacting more to individual wins and losses in this Cavs season. I thought we all agreed just to take it cool until the playoffs.
I know, which is why I'm having a hard time with people being upset with it, because I like that people care right now. I can't get mad when people care. But it is interesting, the idea that this is not a five games into the season and people are just kind of freaking out. I think this has been bubbling under the surface for years, and it's showcasing itself.
So we will get to Cavs basketball with Fedor coming up in about 20 minutes. But again, we're live from the Harry Buffalo here in Lakewood. Stop on by and see us if you get a chance. I just ordered the Thai chili wings. Now, because we are on air, I did go boneless.
You go boneless. You know why?
I don't want to look like a walrus with sauce and everything all over me.
Makes sense.
And two, once you get that on your hands, you can wash them as many times as you want. They're going to be sticky for a while, and I have to, like, use a pen. Then it's going to get on here. It's going to get on my computer. This is just best for everybody involved. I think it would if people walked in and saw me eating bone-in wings,
yeah,
especially sauced, I think they'd walk around. They'd just walk right out the door.
Poor job by myself. I panicked ordered.
Ooh, you
ever have that where you're at the table and then you hadn't really thought it through the entire way, but then the waitress comes over and then you just kind of just blurt out whatever you're looking at, basically?
No.
That happens to me all the time. And again, hand up, bad job by myself, but it looked like it was like I got to put it in now or I got to wait a little bit later on. And I ordered a burrito bowl at a bar. I don't know what went through my head there.
I think you're safe because the food here is always
everything they
tremendous.
Have here is great. So I think we'll be fine.
But
did my body tell me I probably wanted a burger or wings more? Probably.
Here's the problem.
Probably
is almost everyone in my life is you in this regard. Like I make Vanessa. My house is not from the 1950s. It's from the 2025.
When you say I make Vanessa, yeah.
I ask politely Vanessa to take everybody's order in the car when we're like pulling up to a fast food restaurant.
Oh, that's not an easy job, by the way. That's not an easy job.
I get infuriated.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's like we get like four places that we're going to go in Wandsworth. All right?
I know, but then you're under the gun. And then like you can always, your palate's constantly changing within the seconds. And then things like this happen. Sorry, knocked your phone over.
No worries. So you know that. So I have trained my children to be good at this. They know what they want. Do you know who's still just absolute rabbit ass at it?
I'm going to guess Vanessa on this.
Vanessa.
One. Yeah, I'm going to guess. It's a good guess by me.
And then she does the thing where she leans across me, and the guy's like,
I can't do it anymore.
And I'm like, can you give me a minute, man? Trying to figure it out. And he's like,
sir, what did you say there?
Meanwhile, you got cars waiting in back of you.
Yes.
You know, the line is forming.
And then
you're under the gun. Oh, I hate that moment.
Fat Phyllis behind you, and she's like, she rolls her eyes. And then Triple Chin Ted, two cars back, he's getting pissed. And you're like, why couldn't we do this?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The whole order of operations is the same damn thing every time we go.
Now, I got to be better in these spots. I got to be better in these spots. I panic ordered. I think I wanted the burger more than anything else, and we're going to end up with the burrito bowl. We'll see how it plays.
Now, with this being said, we've talked a lot about Kevin Stefanski. We played sound from Kevin Stefanski in the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday, where Kevin basically was like, yeah, the plays are there. Got to hit them. Slight paraphrasing, didn't have that tone.
Basically was what he said, though.
His mind was. Yeah. But the message was the same. Well, Zach Gelb of the Infinity Sports Network.
Your guy.
My guy, Zach Gelb. Earlier this week, he had a point on Stefanski why he doesn't think it'd be the worst thing if Kevin Stefanski got fired in Cleveland.
If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I want to get fired by the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to be back next season. He'll get a job somewhere else. He's a good coach. He's won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. But this is a miserable situation right now. You have a really damn good defense. But offensively, Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the answer. Jerry Jeudy is vastly overrated. And this offense doesn't have much to offer. And you're sitting there, and every week you got to get asked about Shador Sanders, who, quite frankly, I would just rip off the Band-Aid and play him. But that's not what the Cleveland Browns are going to do. If I'm Stefanski, I'm saying, hey, I won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. I think someone will hire me, and you could go get a better job. Because even with a lot of jobs that are going to open up, there is a place that you can land that probably instantly you already have it better in that place than where you have it right now in Cleveland.
All right, the only problem I have with our guy is the you won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. There was a tone thing. I'll tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Kevin Stefanski had been the head coach in San Francisco and went to a playoff spot, he's not getting Coach of the Year. Like, he's won two Coach of the Years because they go, I can't believe Cleveland is any good.
Like, Shane Steichen's going to win it this year because of what the Colts are doing. Like, you get it for turning around franchises.
Yes.
And for overachieving in spots that typically don't achieve.
Yes. And, like, the circumstances in 2023 where you were a 500 team, Joe Flacco catches lightning in a bottle, and then you end up in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's different quarterbacks. We got it.
And, yeah. But so Zach did do the thing that already annoys me. When your defense of a head coach is awards that are voted on by award winners who don't watch every game that coach coaches in.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that said, I definitely think we're probably at the point where he's not right where Mike McDaniel is. Mike McDaniel looks like every day he wakes up and begs the Lord to end it. Like, please, Lord.
Well, but they won't. They won't. They won't. And they already said today that they were staying with him to the end of the season,
yes.
Which is probably, and I was thinking about it, it's probably for some of the same reasons why the Browns are staying with Stefanski.
To punish him?
No, although that's not a bad thought.
Sit in your own filth?
It's not a bad thought. No, it's more the idea that everyone falls in love with the interim head coach.
Yeah, that is also fair.
Everyone always falls in love. We did it with Greg Williams, for instance. Like, everyone falls in love with the interim head coach, and then you are almost forced to then hire that interim head coach.
And if McDaniel really is that big of a part of the problem, and you hire Anthony Weaver, who mm-hmm. is an NFL head coaching prospect, if you hire him and he wins four games, well, then you missed out on
your
number
stuck.
One pick or number two pick. You're 100%.
You're absolutely stuck.
But I don't doubt at this point that Kevin Stefanski might be looking and wondering if the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though. Like, Zach's doing a great job of considering Kevin Stefanski's point in this. And I would not be surprised if Kevin feels like the Browns have failed him, because it wasn't him that germinated. I want to make sure that word's okay with the morning show. Germinated, created the idea of trading Deshaun Watson. He just went along with it. Right? It wasn't he did not fire Alex Van Pelt. That came from above
him. That was not his call.
So like, so many of the things, he didn't get to pick Baker in the first place. So much of what has controlled his ability to win has been beyond his control. And so it wouldn't surprise me if at this point he goes, well, my reputation's still intact. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's going to be the case a year from now. I'd rather get fired now, go be the OC someplace, and then from there, I have another job where maybe the grass is greener.
I just don't think he's going to be lined up for these head coaching jobs the way that Zach thought that he would.
Yeah, not this offseason.
I just don't think so. I think he might have to wait, and he might have to showcase himself in another spot. Like Mike McDaniel falls in that bucket, too. If Mike McDaniel thinks that he's going to be a head coach somewhere else, I got another thing coming for him as well. And so I don't know that you can look at it as the grass is greener when your next spot is going to be proving to everyone that you can still do just even the OC job at a competent level.
So I think the one thing going for Kevin Stefanski in getting a job this offseason is the job market. I mean, it's barren.
Yeah.
Like, that's like last year. If he had been fired last year, we had Vrabel, you had Belichick, well,
but
you had
again,
Pete Carroll.
We don't know who yet is going to open up, though. This is I'm very receptive to what you're saying, because you're right. As of right now, you are right. But think about what we talked about just in this past week. The idea that Tomlin could be open, Harbaugh could be, there are big fish that could potentially pop up.
But, like, right now, his competition would be Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say most of the NFL would rather have Kevin Stefanski than Mike McCarthy, even if most of Cleveland would rather have Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
than
I don't
Stefanski.
Even know that that's a given right now at this point. And, I think Mike McCarthy is basically a dodo bird, but if I was trying to make the case for him, he won 10-plus games, 3 straight years in Dallas. He won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Like, he can at least get you to a spot.
So, like, John Gruden? All right, I like John Gruden more than most, but like
I like Gruden too. But once you sue the NFL, I think the writing's on the wall there.
The funny thing is, I think he's going to be a head coach again in the NFL unless he takes a college job first.
I think it's really hard to sue the NFL, like, and then come back from that.
Brian Flores suing the NFL.
So on a quick aside here, just because you mentioned Gruden, I told you I've been watching this this invitational golf tournament that's got like all the great YouTube all these guys in it, right? And Gruden's in the actual tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so his team went down after like the first match that they did or whatever,
like the Raiders,
and he rallied everybody like before, in between the first and the second. He gave this impromptu speech, and in the moment I'm like, my goodness, like, I want to run through a wall for Gruden. Like, mm-hmm. it's like a 45 second speech, but you're like, I get it, this guy, just this is what he does. Like, yeah. He's just a coach.
Yeah.
And and it made me think of Stefanski in that way, because Stefanski, I never think of in that way. Like if Stefanski had to, in that spot, be like, hey, you're the coach, rally us and get us together, he would have been like, well, I guess we got to be better here, guys. Some people have it, some people don't.
As you know, I'm not into vibes.
Yeah, some people have it, and I think some people are born with it, and Stefanski just isn't born with this.
Yeah, I don't think John Gruden is that bad of an idea. Again, if you move on from him, but I think most of the NFL would choose Stefanski over Gruden. It's interesting. I think if Kevin had been fired last year, I think he would have had to wait at least a year to get a head coach job. Now I think it's 50-50. It's would he take a bad job from here? Because I think Kevin's smart enough to know to never walk into another Cleveland.
Does he take the Titans job if offered at the end of the season?
No, he'd have to be desperate.
Because that to me is a bad job. That to me is the job you take when you are desperate and when you're looking at a quarterback situation that feels awful and an ownership situation right now that feels awful. But if you still want to be a head coach, like I think that's going to be the options that Stefanski would have. And you make a great point. Like, would he go through that hell once again?
216-474-0092. We're talking about Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network saying that if he were Stefanski, he'd want the Browns to fire him. I can understand if Kevin, after 6 years or going on 6 years, thinks, I think I can do better than this. And I wouldn't surprise him, by the way, if some point after, if this is the end of Kevin in Cleveland, if this goes to a four-win team and he gets fired, it wouldn't surprise me if a report came out at some other point he actually thought about resigning from this team, just given the myriad of crap that has rolled downhill for him as a head coach since he took over the job. 216-474-0092, do you agree with Zach Gelb that that getting fired is actually what's best for Kevin Stefanski? That, and then we got Chris Fedor talking about Evan Mobley and concern for Evan Mobley in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.